for this seventh chakra meditation, as always, we're going to begin by going to that sacred place, that place that we call home, where we begin all our meditations. So find your safe haven, your safe harbor. It might be a house that you've built. It might be a cave. It might be, well, whatever you see right here, right now, which is the safest place, the most secure place that you can begin your journey on. And we're going to begin the seventh chakra by imagining a violet light. It's almost like a laser light coming down from the heavens to the top of our head. And as it hits the top of our head, it ignites a lotus, the thousand-petaled lotus of the crown chakra. And this violet light is streaked with white light and maybe has gold shot through it. And it comes down into this perfect white lotus on our head. And the white lotus begins to open and open until the white lotus is fully open at the crown of our head. Feel your crown opening and that direct relationship to Source through that laser light coming from the heavens from above. Feel yourself opening to the idea that we are in communion, in connection to Source, to universal light, to God, Goddess, all that is, whatever you want to call it, there is no right word for it, there are many. And through this light, you can feel, you can hear, you can sense the connection, the direct alignment to Source Light, to Universal Light. This is a pure, divine light that comes down and feeds the most primal parts of our brain. Connects directly to the pineal gland and begins to radiate a truth that's unspoken, that's even, there are no words for it, it's just feeling. It's the presence of the divine being within us. And in order to connect to this divine being, you need to move to levels of trust that eradicate any fear in your being. To truly be one with Source means you trust that you are in the hands of your God and that all is perfect. And no matter what happens to you, it is right. It is for your highest good. Because when you're open and connected to Source, God is carrying you to your divine destiny. God is one with you. And when you're connected to your divinity, there is no right or wrong, good or bad. There just is. There is source. There is light. There is connection. There is trust. And it is all perfect. Allow the idea that you are perfect into your being. And as soon as you say that, you might hear voices that say, oh, well, if I were perfect, blah, 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 this wouldn't be happening to me. They wouldn't say that to me. They would love me. But that's just your ego talking. That's the lower levels of your mundanity coming through. That is your fear. In order to truly trust and be in your divinity, you surpass your thinking. You go to a place of knowing, without a doubt, without a fear, without a question, that what you're doing, where you are, who you are, why you are, is exactly where you need to be, and you are perfect in that. So again, I invite you to say to yourself, I am perfect, just as I am. And feel and sense how your body responds to that. Did other voices come up and say, no, 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 I can't be because my religion says, or no, my teacher says this? And again, I invite you to imagine that that's the voice of fear. And maybe not even your fear, maybe your teacher's fear, your religion's fear. That stops you from truly being in alignment with your true source and your true divinity. So once more, say to yourself, I am perfect. I am perfect just the way I am. And maybe for a moment, you can feel your perfection. And as you feel your perfection, you feel light. And there's a resonance, a vibration, a frequency that runs through your body that sparkles. It maybe tingles, that feels familiar in some distant, unknown way, and yet is so familiar in something you know at a very cellular level. I am perfect because I am one with Source. I am one with God. I am one with spirit. I am one with light. I am. I am. I am. Feel. Feel the light pulsating through your body as you bring in perfection and divinity, truth and knowing. Feel the depth of awareness in that knowing. When your crown center is open, and you are one with God. There are no questions. There are no fears. There only is. And you are. Feel your crown chakra wide open, pulling in light easily, freely, sensing your spirit dancing with Source. You are a light body. You are a divine being within you. You are one with all, and all is perfect. And feel your crown chakra open, knowing that wherever you go, whatever you do, if you have an awareness to your crown and to that thousand-petaled lotus, you will always innately, instinctually know what is right for you. And it will always be perfect, even if it doesn't feel good in the moment. It will be for your highest good if you walk with God, Source, Truth, Light. But because we are in a 3D mundane world, we cannot always keep the crown chakra open wide. And so in order to exist in this 3D world, we invite our crown chakras, our thousand-petaled lotuses, to close three-quarters of the way, halfway, three-quarters of the way, so that we still always have connection to God, but we also are very grounded here on Earth. And able to walk through life without being spacey or ungrounded. So imagine now that you can close your thousand-petaled lotus, not all the way, but to wherever you feel your crown chakra can be closed and still feel safe in this world and protected in this world and fearless in this world. And really still see that light coming down from Source, from the universe, into the top of your head, feeding your pineal gland, filtering down through all your chakras, into the base chakra, maybe even down into the earth. We are the connection, we are the conduit between Source Heavens and Source Earth. And when we keep our channels open, when we keep our crown chakra open and all our other chakras are in alignment, we can feed the earth, the Mother Earth, the Goddess, energy from Source God Light. We can pull it down from the heavens and bring it into the earth to feed and nourish the Goddess. And we can pull up God's light, earth energies, travel them through our chakras and send them out through the top of our head to the universe. And thus connect the masculine-feminine principles, and balance. Earth and heaven, as above, so below. And we are the perfect conduit, the perfect transformer of energy from God to Goddess, Goddess to God. So imagining that as you walk now throughout your life, you will always be connected to these two source energies that feed and nourish all parts of our being, from the physical to the mental to the spiritual to the energetic, the causal, and all levels above and below, interdimensionally. And knowing that, I invite you to go back to your place of being, to that safe home base, taking with you, and as you walk, seeing the footprints that you make light up from source light. Everywhere you go, when you place your foot down from now on, you will be leaving a little imprint of source light on the earth. And whoever walks in your footprints after this will have a moment of connecting to source light, because you have been the conduit to leaving source light around. And maybe by somebody else stepping in your light print, they will be able to find a little bit of God in themselves. So you're doing a service by keeping your crown open and walking, leaving little source light prints on the earth. So see yourself doing that in your mind's eye. And walk around your safe place, your home base, leaving little light footprints all around, so that you can always return and walk back with God, with Source, with Light, whenever you need to, just to reconnect and remind yourself you are perfect. Perfect in the light. And then coming back more to a real place, although this is also illusion, but coming back to the 3D world. Breathing in, wiggling your toes, wiggling your fingers, as we always do, to end meditation, reminding yourself that your source crown chakra is still open and you have little light footprints you're going to leave around. Coming back now to present. Namaste.